What's up, folks? Welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I've got a great guest today, Justin Harvey, who's a health freedom advocate, and he's blowing the whistle on the 1986 Challenger explosion, which was basically a mass trauma event for the entire world. We were all watching it. Remember? I remember very well. I was probably in second grade when I watched the explosion live on television. I remember very clearly, like 9/11, the trauma that it induced. He's going to say, hey, this was fake. There's a lot here. There's a lot of meat on the bones in this podcast, folks. But first, get your red light therapy. Hey, everyone, it's your guy, David Nino Rodriguez. You heard the talk about med beds, the next level healing machines that repair your cells, kill inflammation, and reverse damage with red light and PMF. Well, the full med bed hack is here right now. It's red light therapy panels plus the red light PEMF bioforged mat with by myredlight.com. These panels flood you with 9 of the most proven and highest powered red and near infrared wavelengths, while the PEMF bioforged mat delivers 8 powerful coils and 4 targeted wavelengths of a red and near infrared light, plus a built-in now 9-hour timer. Perfect sleep, restorative sleep sessions. Together, they supercharge your mitochondria, melt inflammation, clear zombie cells, boost collagen, skyrocket energy, erase brain fog, improve sleep, speed recovery, and literally help your body heal from the inside out, exactly like the med beds do for everyone that everyone is waiting for. I do this full combo almost every day, and I feel 10 years younger, folks, stronger, sharper, pain-free. Get down to the link below. Hit myredlight.com right now. Use Nino25 for 25% off single items and Nino30 for bundled items. You get 30% off. This stuff is worth it. I use it every day, folks. All right, let's bring my guest, Justin Harvey, on. Justin, how you doing, my man?
Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
So this, dude, I've seen this stuff all over the internet many times, and I've always been 1 foot out, 1 foot in, and I'm like, I don't know. Although I do know one thing. You cannot believe anything at all. NASA tells you, the indoctrination camps, like school systems tell you, none of it. So I know I've been lied to my entire life. So honestly, I kind of feel like we're all in the Truman Show, and we are watching just what they're feeding us, right? It's all fake. It's all fantasy. It's all a joke. I kind of feel, with everything that I've been looking at, like we can't even get up there. I feel there's some kind of firmament or something. I don't know what to believe. Hopefully you can help me sort this out and my audience. Thank you so much for joining me, man.
Yeah, man. Happy to be here. And, you know, it's just like you said, it's one of those things where once you've kind of gone down the rabbit hole, you kind of have to relook at all these old historical events, especially these major ones that were highly televised, as we'll discuss that this one was. And you really have to ask yourself, were we told the truth? Is the official narrative a lie? Was there something to gain from this? And, you know, I was just kind of a regular person kind of going through the other conspiracies and the other health topics and trying to preserve our freedom and our health. And I look over and see that NASA looks like they're faking their ISS footage and that these Challenger astronauts may be alive. I mean, it really, it kind of upset me because it's like, I really wanted to know why on earth you would want to traumatize millions of Americans and including children by blowing up a teacher and 6 other astronauts.
It's specifically a teacher, right? Because I remember thinking to myself in class when we were watching, I remember they rolled in the television and everything. And I remember watching it and I was like, a teacher, that's interesting. I mean, even at my age then, I was like, And I remember looking at the space shuttle and I remember thinking to myself, really, man? And I was only in second grade, dude. And I still had all these questions. But to me, you know, the question is why? Why fake something like this? Why do that? I understand the mass traumatic event, but I mean, we all saw the space shuttle go up. Like, there it is right there. Yeah. It looks like that looks real to me. Are you saying that maybe there was nobody on the shuttle or what?
Yeah. And just to clarify, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I saw it blow up. Well, we all did. We're just alleging that the rocket may have blown up empty. The Discovery Channel did a segment one time showing the emergency chute that they can go down. There's like a little slide that goes down into a safe room if there was something to go wrong at the last minute. So it would be very easy for them to just leave at the last second and not enter the rocket. They blow this up and then the whole spectacle begins. And you know, I would have never questioned it. I'm not a big person with like the doppelganger thing. It's like, oh, this person's that person, but these people happen to have the exact same names and the exact same ages, at least three of them. And when you really break down the odds of that, it's beyond impossible. I mean, if you ran into a guy that looked just like you, it's one thing, but he's not going to have your same first and last name and be born in the same year, work in the same general field. It's really wild when you think about it. And like you said, they brought that TV out and they really looped in all the school children. This was the only launch that, you know, they had the teacher going up. So they had all these people thinking that their teacher was going to be a finalist. I think there was over 11,000 teacher finalists. So everybody felt like my teacher almost died, you know, so it really did hit home like 9/11 when everybody watched this happen.
So do you think, so is there proof that can show that there was really nobody on the shuttle? I mean, when we look at 9/11 now, I've heard conspiracies that there was nobody. They used holograms, they used fake planes, they used, right, nobody was on the planes. They just fired this up with nobody on them, or did these people have identical twins? Because I've also heard that conspiracy that every single one of these astronauts had an identical twin.
Yeah, that one gets a little tricky because there are two individuals that claim to be their younger brothers. And in the beginning, people were saying, oh, they're claiming to be their twins. Now, I don't know if they went back and sort of scrubbed this information and changed the narrative around, or maybe people were just assuming it because it was like these people did all have twins. So you were wondering, like, oh, do you have
a twin? They really did have twins.
No, they didn't really have them. But when you see the doppelgangers, you think to yourself, well, is this guy's twin? But you go look it up, and Richard Scobie doesn't have a twin. You know, Richard Scobie's the older gentleman on the right at the top.
And well, yeah, you can't miss that eye.
He's got a very distinct eye and cheekbone and the wavy hair. I mean, everything is the same about this guy. What's really interesting about him is that he went on to open a company called Cows and Trees, and the logo had a cow blasting off with a rocket, doing a spiraling smoke trail that looked just like the explosion. So you mean to tell me that this guy's exact lookalike, there it is right there, that's his little logo.
Wow.
You mean to tell me these guys look just alike, born the same time, have the same name, and he mocks us, what I would think is a mocking way to put that logo out there for us. And after we discovered that logo in that video, the website was taken down.
So we know, I mean, everything that I look at, right, with like the moon landing, it's completely fake to me. And especially now it looks really pathetic.
The
you know, when you look at it now, you're just like, oh my God, it looks like a bad, you know, it looks like a really bad sci-fi 60s movie, right? And it just looks terrible. And anybody with a brain that looks at this, you know, it's fake. It's fake. And I've heard they did it in a New Mexico hangar with cement on top of the sand. And I've heard Hollywood studios and all kinds of stuff. But this one right here really gets me because it was a mass traumatic event. It wasn't a victory. It was a loss, right? It was a historical loss. We lost the spaceship. We lost the astronauts. I don't understand why, but at least back then, but now I kind of would think, well, is it all part of the ritualistic, satanic mass traumatic events they look for now? I mean, we know that is running rampant everywhere. We're kind of all aware of it now.
Yeah, it's tough because we do have to speculate on the motive. I try to stick to the things that I can prove. And when I have the direct evidence of the anomalies of the doppelgangers, as you see in these photos, that's enough for me to then put it out on the table and say, we demand an investigation. I'm not in their head. I'm not the psychopaths that may have tried to pull this off. I don't know why they may have done it. We could speculate that it's for more funding of NASA, to show people that space travel is scary and impossible. It could have been to build emotional support around NASA. If you think about it, the boomer generation is very defensive of NASA. And is it because they watched those heroes blow up on TV? Oh, how dare you question them and say that they didn't go to the moon? Remember those astronauts that died? You know, you have to wonder if it's for that reason. And I tell people, look no further than Operation Northwoods. This was a plan in the 1960s where the JFK rejected, where they were going to blow up airliners and fake deaths for a political agenda to go to war, to blame Cuba to go to war with them. So you have to ask yourself, if they're trying to fake deaths in the 1960s for political gain, why is it so far-fetched that they did this in the 1980s? And then you have to question all the other major events, false flags, Las Vegas. I mean, I'm not saying that no one died at these events, but you have to ask yourself, was it really the person that they said did it, you know?
What is it accomplished to have a mass traumatic event like this? What is it? What is the goals they're accomplishing?
Well, I think just kind of like I laid out, you know, the money, which is the easy one. But I think it's that bond they created through people, that trauma ritual where now everyone is afraid to question it. And you know, like I said, making space travel seem scary and impossible. You know, Sam Tripoli just mentioned it on the Danny Jones podcast, and he does call it like a high impact false flag event. Like these satanic people run these rituals. We don't necessarily know why, but I do have confidence that if we can make enough noise on where they screwed up, you know, they didn't even change some of these people's names. This was the 1980s. I doubt they could have ever dreamed of the internet. So they literally let some of these people keep their same names. Maybe the other ones they hid better. And maybe the guy that we can't find actually did the right thing and went into hiding. But
I mean, do these people, I mean, do they have neighbors? They have family. Nobody called them in. I mean, I guess, I mean, why they wouldn't call the local news and be like, hey, dude, that astronaut that blew up in the 1986 Challenger shuttle, he lives right next door to me. Like, nobody picked up on this.
Somebody tried to, so this has only been around since about 2015. You know, I wasn't the originator of it, but when the internet really got kicking and everybody's biography and their photos on every company website and everything, your information was more out there. And that's when people were able to track them down. And then people said, well, those could be fake pictures. You know, maybe this isn't real. Well, Michael Smith and Judith Resnick have been confronted on camera. I provided those clips if you wanted to show them at some point.
Yeah, please show them, Alex, because that's insane. Like, they were actually confronted on camera. So they are alive and breathing. And they were confronted what? Hey, you guys are the astronauts on the 1986 show? Like, they were confronted like that?
Yeah, exactly. And, well, they tried with the woman, but she just walked away and ran off. She didn't want to talk about it. Now, if you ask me, if I was accused of being some astronaut that died 40 years ago, I would at least talk to the person and be like, yeah, isn't it nuts that we're like the same age, same name? We look just alike. You would almost want to entertain it. It would actually be the biggest story almost ever when it comes to doppelgangers. Because through my research, there is not a single other case. It was maybe one in 1903, but those gentlemen weren't even the same age.
So is this it right here? Who is this? Michael?
Yeah, this is Michael J. Smith.
Okay. The same name as this retired professor from the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Are you Michael Smith?
Yeah.
Professor at university?
Retired. Yeah.
Yeah. I just stopped by because there's a room. Are you aware of that? There's a rumor on the internet.
It's not me.
That people are saying.
Yeah, it's not me, obviously. I mean, anybody that looks at my background, looks where I was born, it's not me. I mean, it's interesting that the Michael J. Smith that was the astronaut looks something like me when we were younger, but really not. If you really look at facial recognition,
you've never been a pilot, never been in the military,
nothing like that.
Huh.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all.
And I don't respond to the emails I get. I get probably an email, maybe two a month.
Really?
And I got one guy that's been really hounding me, and I turned it over to the FBI.
Okay. Yeah. You just sure look a lot. It's the same.
I know the facial thing, but that's what we look like. What, 40 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they got the same mark on their mouth.
Okay.
Michael J. Smith, identical looks, dimples the same.
Oh, Dave. The same. Flat Earth Dave.
No denying it. And before he could finish the question, Michael denied it. Oh, that's not me. That's not me, you know, and laughed it off. What's he going to say? Oh, you got me? Not going to happen.
The driveway footage of Michael J. Smith, that's real. I mean, that can't be a deep fake, you know? So at some point you got to stop trusting.
37 years have passed and she hasn't even changed her name. Side by side, there's no denying it. When she's approached, she has a very odd way of not responding.
Hey, Judy, how you doing? I'm from the press. I just had a quick question, if you don't mind.
What press?
I'm from a radio station in San Bernardino. I know there's a conspiracy about
the
space shuttle. No, I want to be polite. Friendly, just a question. So there's a lot of rumors about you being on that space shuttle. Obviously, you know, if you want to comment, we would really appreciate it.
That's about
kind
it.
Of odd that Judith wow. is in full panic mode when realizing the press is in her presence.
Yeah, so two of them have been confronted. Michael J. Smith, he actually passed away recently.
He looked pretty tall. He looked like a tall guy.
Yeah, he looks kind of like a tall guy. And, you know, and I've actually had a relative or two reach out to me from these people. And the only relatives that I've had reach out to me have said, this is really weird, and I have questions like you do. It's not like, oh, that's my family, this is a lie. Like, it's been people that are actually curious about this.
So were they never astronauts? Were they just actors? Is that really what it was? I mean, obviously, they didn't have to go into any training if they're going to get blown up. The yeah. whole, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, they didn't need to practice anything. They just had to act.
Yeah, and I would argue that maybe a lot of those NASA astronauts, that's all they are, or a bunch of CIA actors. Because some of those astronauts were astronauts for years prior. They trained and whatnot, but who knows? Maybe they just built that all up, that story, and you know, then fed us that lie. I'm not really sure, but it does make you wonder.
You know, I can't remember his name completely. It's Bart Sorrell. Is it Bart?
Yeah. Bart Sorrell.
Sorrell. Yeah, he's I've had him on the show a few times, and he brings, you know, knockout evidence on just how mm-hmm. fake the moon landing was. And I agree with them. I don't believe it for a second.
Me neither.
I don't know how people bite into this and they defend this, right? Like you said, the baby boomers, especially, man, they really, you know, the common conspiracy I hear, like when you say, well, why haven't we gone back? Well, because when they got up there, there was aliens up there and they didn't want us to go back. You know, they say things like that. And my conclusion to that is just, it's just them trying to defend their beliefs. You know, they don't want to admit they were had, right?
Yeah. And it's a really hard pill to swallow. I mean, it's one of the biggest lies. If you really think that they're lying about space travel and where we live and if there's a firmament, these questions are probably so outlandish to people, even some people kind of in the rabbit hole. It's like, oh, there's no way they could. And then they start doing the, oh, well, what about the families and how it. People do crazy things for money. I mean, we don't know if these false flag crisis actors are people that have a crazy legal case hanging over their head and they offer them freedom and millions of dollars and a new life. I bet there's a lot of people in this world that would take that stuff. And then you've got people in the military. I mean, Judith Resnick's father was a 32nd degree Freemason, part of like some temple of Set in or something in Israel. He was military intelligence. So you've probably got these people are like CIA spooks playing astronauts is what my guess would be. I can't prove that.
It has to be. But why? Why protect this? My whole philosophy on this, my theory on this is because they're getting ready to play the alien card. And what they are really are interdimensional intruders. And it would show evidence. And if we found out what they really were, the fallen angels masquerading as demons masquerading as aliens so we can accept them. There's something here, man. There's a lot of meat on the bones here, and people need to understand this. This, to me, is the biggest secret at all, and this mm-hmm. is why they're protecting it. Because, you know, Danny Jones, you said something about Danny Jones. Bart Sorrell was on that show, mm-hmm. and they had an astronaut there. I forgot the astronaut's name, but he was protecting it with his life,
yep.
protecting that. He went to the moon, and the only thing, I don't know how we did this. I don't know how we did that. What do you mean you don't know? What are you talking about? You were on the shuttle. You should know every integral detail on that shuttle. And the guy, all he could say was, well, I collected moon rocks. And he played this old man type of like, I'm just an old guy. I can't really remember. To me, it was all deception, man. Did you see that episode?
I did, man. That episode was really bizarre. It almost made me wonder if like there's something else going on with these people. Like, I've had friends that have theorized that they're like in deep hypnosis. And when these guys go to their therapy session every 2 or 3 weeks, the CIA's do hypnosis on him. And he goes back out there and is really believing that stuff coming out of his mouth. That's why he defends it so adamantly. And he sounds like he believes what he's saying at times. That's what's so strange.
They know that, you know, they're on their way out there. He's an older gentleman. Yeah. So he's probably, I only got a few years left and probably they'll take my family out. You know, he's probably scared to death for his family. Because that's probably what they threaten him with, you know? So I don't know. And I see a lot of podcasters now that it seems to be like they're being activated for this time that, you know, and I'm just going to, I don't mean to throw them under the bus, but I'm watching Dan Bongino completely crash out with TPUSA, which was another mass trauma event that I think was completely staged. I mean, I do believe Charlie was assassinated, but
yes,
I think it was a ritual. It was a mass trauma event. I don't believe the narrative, the story, none of it, right? But Dan Bongino's protecting it with his life.
I know.
And Israel first. And there's something here, man. There's really weird stuff going on. And it's almost like the deep state occultists, the elitists, cabal is really trying to control the narratives right now, because it seems to me like we're going into maybe an alternate timeline, or we're fighting for a timeline going into 2030, 2032, where they feel like they have to have this done by. Like it has to be a wrap by that time. There's something to all this.
Yeah, and a lot of it, I think, is distractions. Because like you said, what is the why? The big why, not just for the Challenger, but for the whole thing, is the Truman Show. Like you said, they don't want us to find out we live in the Truman Show. Because think about how hard Truman was to contain. When he got curious, he started wandering. He was a pain in the butt. If we all become Truman, find out there's an ice wall or a firmament and more land out there, and we start exploring and rejecting all of these lies about nuclear weapons and war and all the toxins and poisons and these deceptions, then we would be very hard to control. And if they keep us focused on space aliens and, you know, the culture war and the political drama and all these things, like the divided left and right, and then nobody's talking about our true history, our true potential. I think they're truly hiding like our history, the creator, the powers that we could really harness if we could tap into them. It's not just like, what shape is the earth and have we been to the moon? It's so much deeper than that. And I think that's what they're truly hiding.
And then not to mention, you know, in the 1800s, early 1900s, they were excavating bones of giants.
Yeah.
And that would throw a monkey wrench in evolution. I mean, nothing we are being told is real. And I think now that this stuff is starting to leak out, starting to come out, you know, I had a friend on, Timothy Alberino, who told me that, the biggest secret, you know, that they will protect with their lives is the giant question. They don't want people to know about the giants. They'll talk about aliens all day long.
Right.
But they don't want people to know about the giants. And yeah, I think because everything goes back biblically, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and once we start uncovering one of those things, it leads to others. And that's definitely what they don't want. But you're right. It's all coming out. It's only a matter of time. You know, I woke up in 2012 very rapidly. I believed in everything. And then I sort of rejected everything and found another journey. But since then, over that time, the rapid awakening and truth getting has been really reassuring. It's given me, I was always optimistic about things, but it's given me even more optimism, even as Melania Trump walks out with a robot and all these other weird things that are happening. But I'm still
sure walked like Joe Biden, didn't it?
Didn't it?
That's his doppelganger. I mean,
that was strange, man.
Just put a skin suit on it and you got Joe Biden. I mean, the way that robot was walking, dude, I was like, well, there's no. I mean, someone needs to run them side by side.
Did you see the one they showed of Biden walking in the sand? He's not even picking his feet up. He's like scooping up like clumps of sand with every step. Like nobody would shuffling. Ever walk like that.
The only people that, you know, to be honest, the only people that do walk like that are people that are suffering from dementia. They start doing a shuffle. Well, they start shuffling like that. Cause I know, cause my mom and my dad.
That's
so
true.
They started doing that first before they got before they were put in wheelchairs. But otherwise, dude, it looks identical walk to that robot, right?
I know, man. And then you got to wonder about all those Netanyahu videos. We had people thinking that he was dead, and then they put out these strange videos, and now he's apparently not dead. Well, then why would they? It's like everything is just one big distraction, and look over here, look over there while we do this thing. And that's why you've really got to just be on your toes with it.
And, you know, even now with NASA, you know, you go back to your science books and you look back on the pictures, and they were all so fake.
I know.
They were all so fake. I mean, I've seen, I don't know if Alex can bring this up, but the fisheye lens, obviously, from 120,000 whatever feet, miles up, whatever it is. And then they have another one where it's just an amateur astronomer. And the amateur shows the complete Earth as flat. It's flat. Right. It's only NASA showing the curve. But that's because they're using a fisheye lens.
Exactly. And Neil deGrasse Tyson even admitted that on a camera one time. He talked about how, you know, they're using a GoPro wide-angle lens. He's like, you can't see curvature from the Red Bull jump or from airplanes. Like, people tell me all the time they can see the curve from an airplane. It's just funny because the leading astrophysicist, the mainstream guy, says you can't see it from 62 miles up. But then people are like, oh, I'm 30,000 feet in an airplane and I saw it. I'm like, no, it's just, that's just silly.
I've heard that over and over. No matter how high I go up in an airplane, right? I've been flown commercial. No matter how many trips I've taken, 40,000 feet, I don't see a curve. And I would imagine you should be able to start to see one there. But then I've heard, no, you don't see it till you're about 65,000 feet up. That's when you start seeing the curve. I just call bullshit, man. I don't find any of it, as substantial proof. And all the pictures NASA shares with, in articles and write-ups and things, it's all CGI. All of it.
And that was the most upsetting, was like, I remember finding out that all those photos on our iPhone and in our science book of the globe, I thought were real pictures. And you find out they're just composites. And then you ask, well, how many do they really have? And they literally have like none. They have one from a moon mission, which was fake. So that's not a real photo. And then they have the blue marble in like 2003. That's a computer generated image. And then you can debunk their satellite imagery that allegedly takes pictures of the Earth like every day. And we found them faking that too. And I'm just like, when you catch someone faking something over and over, there's something up. You wouldn't need to fake it if you were really up there taking pictures and flying in space.
You know, the satellite thing, right? When you look at like, there's supposedly what, thousands of satellite junk up in space, they're not crashing into each other. They're all working perfectly fine. I've even been told they have machines that go up there and work on them and fix them. And it just sounds so bogus, so bogus. And then you look at the Chinese balloon, right? That was flying over America at like, 30 miles an hour and just mapping out everything. What would they need that for if they had satellites?
Exactly. And then you look at the only time satellites crash, they're attached to a helium balloon. Well, how come none ever crash? They just fall from orbit, And it's just silly to think that those things, as the Earth is spinning and orbiting tens of thousands of miles an hour and going around the solar system in multiple directions, that somehow all those satellites just stay like with us, chasing us through the universe perfectly over the Earth. It's a really ridiculous thing to think about when you really find out all the official points that they make.
So in your mind, obviously this was used, the 1986 Challenger event. I remember it. It stained my memory forever, dude. It's like, it's just like 9/11, right? It was a mass trauma event. It's a mass, JFK, you got the Challenger, you got the 9/11, you got Charlie Kirk, all these mass trauma events. What is the purpose for that, Justin? The main purpose for these mass trauma events is what, to keep us all in fear and lower our vibration, keep us, perpetually scared, and a lower vibration is what the only thing I can think of.
You're on the money. It's all of those. It's kind of a bucket of things. It's fear, control. People reject tracking devices and metal detectors and security measures typically, but if you scare the crap out of them, they beg for them. So that's one of them. After Sandy Hook, you've got people, mothers wanting to give their children cell phones at earlier and earlier ages. These things are tracking us, mapping us, listening to us. You've got it being used to control speech. Look at Alex Jones. Now, when I talk about the Challenger, this is actually a great example. I can't tell you how many comments I've gotten under my Challenger stuff when it's gone viral, and people say, don't you know Alex Jones got fined $1 billion for saying things like this?
You're kidding me. Oh, yeah, but so it's with Sandy Hook, not the Challenger, right?
Correct. But it's same thing. You're alleging that people didn't really die in a tragedy, and they're trying to control speech. So a lot of people think these mass shootings are about guns. Very well may be. But it's also to go and take all the people calling them fake, drag them through the mud, ruin them, and then scare everyone else into doing that, because you might end up like Alex and get fined $1 billion.
And forfeit their guns, forfeit their Second Amendment.
Exactly. I think Las Vegas was maybe meant to bring in really heavy security systems in the casinos. Maybe it didn't work out. 9/11 brought us the Patriot Act, TSA, DHS, all these things that were used to take away more rights at home.
And what would the illegal immigrants do to Americans right now? It's making us provide a real ID. It's for us to accept ICE on the streets, right? Exactly. Problem, reaction, solution. And although everyone knows my channel, I'm a Trump supporter, right? I followed as an operation all this, but I am also, I'm also no dummy. Even though I've taken a lot of hits to the head as a boxer, I can still see the chess game being played here. And I'm like, you know, demonizing these illegal immigrants. You know, who says both sides aren't working together here? And we bring them in. So now we have a reason to raid houses, kick doors in, put up a Gestapo, demand real ID, all in the name of safe voting and crime. Dude, this is exactly the playbook.
And you just got to think, what happens when one day we wake up and they go, hey, we turned all your Walmarts and your Home Depots into immigration centers. Oh, but immigration's over now. We're done with that. There's a new pandemic. Everybody
right.
gets put in these immigration detention centers. We just convert it over. I mean, and people say, oh, FEMA camps is such a far-fetched Alex Jones conspiracy theory. They did it to people in Australia, in China. I mean, it's not out of the realm. They tried, you know, and maybe a lot
of yeah, I mean, it was a dude. I mean, we were all 6 feet distancing and yeah. masks. I mean, the whole thing, I don't want to get too far into that on YouTube, but yeah, I mean, the psyops are being run on us every day, all day. The news, Fox, CNN, it's psyop after psyop after psyop and distraction after distraction after distraction. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution, right? That's what the news are used for.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost just wash, rinse, repeat. You know, there's a funny meme that goes around where the guy's sitting there and he's just like, ah, you get used to it. Psyop, bullshit. Like, it's just, it's the same old thing. You know, some people ask me about big events now and I'm like, you know, it's probably the government, but I don't really need to go look into how the FBI was there early and the guy wasn't really the shooter. It's like, you know, I paid attention to the Charlie Kirk thing because it was such a big one. But a lot of those other ones, it's like, yeah, I can probably just assume it's the government and don't go into fear or a negative mindset. Don't let them take my rights. Don't let them take my power. And then just keep moving. You know, don't buy what they're selling.
Right. And when you look at it now, like, I don't know how people are not seeing what's going on with TPUSA, how it's not been hijacked. I mean, you see the position Erica's in right now and come on, you know what I mean? I'm like, really? You're buying this, you know? Oh, well, you know, I'm a good Christian. And if you don't, you're not a Christian. And it's just crazy. They're weaponizing Christianity. There's always that solution, right, Justin? That would be the solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, Charlie Kirk gets assassinated. You get the desired reaction from the public. And they follow TPUSA off the cliff. And if you don't believe the narrative, well, it's because you're a demon. Or you're just not Christian enough. You don't believe right. in Jesus. You don't love Jesus. I mean, this is now 2020 2.0.
I know it is. And it's that whole anti-Semitism thing. Like if you say anything about the government of Israel or Christ is King, they call you an anti-Semite. Anybody who has questions about what we're doing or our relationship with a foreign government, just Israel. And now we're anti-Semites. And I'm like, I just right. laugh this stuff off, man. I got called an anti-vaxxer so many times from 2015 to 2022 or however long it was. And it just gets old. They're just weaponized phrases to make you stop asking questions. So when someone's deemed as crazy, I say, hey, I want to hear what they're talking about now.
and you know, exactly. I agree with you. And you know what, man? I think the biggest secret of all is space. It really is the final frontier. It really is, you know, who knows what it is really. I don't.
Right.
I kind of have a hunch. I kind of have a feeling there's a firmament. Maybe there's other land masses beyond what we know. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely not what they're telling us. And I think the biggest secret is space and aliens, because they're going to use the aliens for the alien card, and they're going to save us from ourselves, the Antichrist, whatever, little g gods, right? And I think they're interdimensional intruders. That's what I think. And I think that's what all this adds up to, man. I think that's what the moon landing was about, because they're going to play this card later. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I totally agree. We actually talk about it in that film Level With Me with the Challenger confrontations. And it's like, if they keep you focused up there, you're never looking outward at the other lands. You're in fear of what's coming from the sky. You know, oh, Planet X is coming, an asteroid's coming, the aliens are coming. And it's like, you could go up to someone and say, hey, have you ever tried to find the exit? What are you talking about? We live on like a globe where you go around in the same direction, you'll hit your starting point. What if I told you there was a way out and this was more like a plantation? Then you go, well, people don't even have those questions because they've eliminated the thought of it. It's just like, oh, the only way to go anywhere is up, because every direction's up, and you have right. to be a government official, military person that gets recruited by NASA. So it's such an exclusive group, and these are the only people that get to leave. And it's just, you have to wonder what is really up there. What is Elon doing with those rockets that look like they're skimming off of water? It's so strange.
Looks like it's hitting waves, dude. Like it's underwater. That's the firmament to me. I think they're just the smart people that see it. They're like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. You know, why is the sky really blue? Like, seriously.
Right. Exactly.
As above, so below, right? It says it in the Bible, and I don't know. I mean, I just feel like there's so much. You add that in with evolution, the lie of evolution, you add that in with outer space, then you start feeling like you're minuscule, you don't matter, you came from slime, you're just evolving on this planet, you came from a monkey. That's the whole objective. And then when the aliens come, they're your gods.
Yep. AI or aliens. And it's that you're right about those all things going in one basket, because when you really trace back the origins of the lies about heliocentrism and gravity and the Big Bang, it's all the same group of people, and they are all the same people that gave us evolution and dinosaurs. And it's all the same thing. I mean, you remove all those and everything makes more sense. You know, they weren't finding dinosaur bones before they thought of them. It explains the giants. Dragons were probably what was really going on, not dinosaurs. That's what I think.
I think you could be right. I know right up here in White Sands, they just found the oldest footprints, right, that were 26,000 years old, that would have shown that we were been on this landmass a lot longer than they would have thought. It kills the whole theory of the Bering Strait. I mean, all of that has just been debunked, right, with these footprints in White Sands, New Mexico. And it also shows that we've been here a lot longer and probably coexisted with dinosaurs. We've coexisted definitely with mammoths and saber-tooths and whatever, and there's giant sloths. And you just look at all this and you think to yourself, when we were not even supposed to be here on this landmass, dude, nothing is what they're telling us. And I have a feeling they know. I just have this weird feeling like these Luciferians, occultists, really know the truth, and they're doing their best to hide it from us so they can fulfill the objective of the Antichrist and aliens.
Yeah, you're probably right. And this goes back to why we really went to Iraq. Some people think they went over there for really deep things, like, you know, Gilgamesh's tomb and some portal or otherworldly things. And we think it's about oil and terrorism and money and all these surface level things. If we're controlled by off-world entities that created the banks, they could care less about money. They could care less about any of that stuff. It's about control and whatever their gain is. Maybe they're trying to break out of this system, you know?
Children. I think the commodities, children, bro. I think that's what they're after. I think that's what they use us for. Just like we use chickens, just like we use cattle, they use humanity the same way, and they farm us. And the best bet is to make us believe they're not even here. To make us question.
Look at the Epstein files, man. That confirms all that.
100%.
It really does.
100%. Yeah, it sure does, doesn't it? Dude, I think reality is so much stranger than fiction. I think, you know, we look at everything like, it's fake or it's science fiction, but I think the reality, the truth, is so much crazier. So much crazier. And if we really knew, people would be dropping dead of heart attacks, dude, out of fear.
Did you hear what happened to Buzz Aldrin when they took him to Antarctica?
What?
They took him down there, and he had to be airlifted out because he had a heart attack. And he made some I think he made some cryptic tweet about, we have seen the faces of evil or some weird thing. And he had to be, you know, it could have been a coincidence. Maybe just, you know, something happened. But
that guy looks like he
wants to tell us, right? I'm sure you've seen the clips.
I've met him.
Oh, you have?
I told him, I know we didn't go to the moon, and he patted me on the shoulder and goes, smart guy. I met him at Dancing with the Stars.
No way. He really said that?
Yeah. He patted me on my shoulder and said, wait at me and go, smart guy. But then he just walked off right after that. He's a short little guy.
He strikes me as someone who wants to tell it so bad, but he's scared to death.
Wow. I think I might have heard something about that being in Antarctica where he had a heart attack. He was airlifted out. I come to think of it, I did hear something about that, but I never confirmed it or anything. That really happened.
Yeah, that really happened. And what did they all go down there for? You know, John Kerry will go down there for just like random ceremonies. I mean, that's a long.
I mean, but is it down there, Justin? Is it really down there?
Right. I mean, maybe they're just taking them to some little ice shelf somewhere. I mean, we really don't know. But you've got to wonder what the interest is, what the secrecy is. You know, all these countries are at war and have all these problems, but we all agree that no one's allowed to explore Antarctica. You get past the 60th parallel, you're turned around at gunpoint by a boat or a ship. You know, it's just not happening. You know, you can only go down there if you have a lot of money on a very tightly controlled government approved trip, and they don't let you leave the little tiny camp that you're stationed in.
So Justin, what's your thoughts on all this, man? What's your answer for this? If my audience is sitting there going, wow, we're more confused now than ever. What do we believe? You know, and I often say, just believe in God and pray and just be centered in your own mind and your own soul. I don't know what else to tell people except believe in God. You know, at least we could do that, right? I mean, what's your answer? If they're asking you, what do we do? Who are we supposed to believe? What do we believe? What's your answer for that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I always tell people, you know, these are all interesting topics. You know, the Challenger, space, NASA. I think it's important that if we're being deceived on that level. But also, sometimes you have to worry about what you can control. And if you can't necessarily control those things, you can work at chipping away at them like I am with calling them out in these videos. We really got to focus on what you can control, your family, your life, your community. You know, we worked on getting fluoride out of the water a couple years ago in Florida, and we just put our heads down and worked on it and really got it out. And that had an effect on 20 plus million Floridians. You know, I can make tons of videos about Beyonce and people making Illuminati symbols all day long. It doesn't do anything. All these people are weird, creepy liars, satanic pedophiles, all of it, okay? Most of the stuff's a lie. Just do your own research, question everything, and focus on what's like right in front of you, your health, you know, healthy mind, healthy body, and take care of your family and your community. And as we refuse the media lie, we refuse the toxic food, we refuse the psyops, and people work on their, you know, homeschooling and gardening, those are the solutions, looking within. You know, don't worry so much. Once we understand the external and what's going on out there and all the deep, dark conspiracies, then look back within. That's the answer.
Justin, thank you so much for joining me, man. This was a hell of a podcast. I really enjoyed it, man. I think we're on the same page with everything here. Where do people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, and X is where I'm most active. Justin_WeAreChange. And you can find me, We Are Change Orlando is also on YouTube and Rumble.
I appreciate you, Justin. Stay with me just for a moment.
Sure.
Peace, folks.
Thanks, man.